Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. Just a few advices. These advices generally are from our akabir. And today's advices will be from the majalis of Hazrat Mawlana Musiullah Khan Sahib rahimahumullah. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala is giving us our entire way of life, how we should be and how we should not be. Here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is speaking about as people that have accepted Iman, this kalima La Ilaha Illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is like a relationship that we have come in with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a ta'alluq that we have made with Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, when we see the bridegroom, he comes into the masjid and his nikah takes place and he says, nakah tuha, then he has now come into a relationship with his wife. That relationship can be just a one-off relationship, just for the sake of nikah, and everything else remains as it is. He does his thing, the wife does her thing. And that relationship can also be one of affection, one of love, and one of a relationship for a lifelong. Like that, when we say La ilaha illallah, we have now entered this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now this relationship, this ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that bond needs to be strengthened. And for that bond to be strengthened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us how we should not be. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. And do not be like those people who have forgotten Allah ta'ala. The more we remember Allah ta'ala, the better and stronger that bond and that relationship will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's relationship with us, Allah ta'ala's muhabbat with us, our love for Allah ta'ala will continue to grow. Those people who have forgotten Allah ta'ala, first of all, they have not brought iman. They have not been concerned about their life. They have forgotten that Allah that had created them. They've forgotten that they have got this kind and compassionate Allah, this loving and caring Allah, this Allah that is prepared to forgive. But when a person forgets Allah Ta'ala, then what happens? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make these individuals forget themselves. They will forget their maqsad in life. Despite the fact that Allah will send reminders, despite the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will show them different signs of Allah's tawheed, Allah's oneness, Allah's kindness, but they will carry on and they will forget their maqsad, and that is their akhirat. So this ta'alluq, this relationship with Allah ta'ala, and these type of gatherings that we have, is not just once off, but it is to build this relationship with Allah ta'ala. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali, he writes an interesting incident of one person, a wali of Allah, a buzruq. He was in the haram of Makkah, and he observed one person by the multazam, the place between Hajar al-Aswad and the door of Baytullah. Today, unfortunately, in seasons, you don't get chance to go there. But that multazam is that place where a person latches on to the house of Allah, he latches on to Allah Ta'ala, and he asks whoever the Shaykh al-Hadith maybe that narrates this hadith, that du'as are assuredly accepted there, will always say that we also made du'a there and our du'as were also accepted there. But then Allah Ta'ala opened the realm of this person's heart. The mouth and the tongue is saying Allah and Allahumma and Ya Allah, Rabbana, and carrying on asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the heart was opened, he saw that there was no ta'alluq, there was no relationship, no connection between this person and Allah Ta'ala. But nonetheless, he carried on making dua. And this is the important thing. Haji Imdadullah Makki, rahimahumullah, says that so long as our tongue is making the dhikr of Allah, even if the heart is not there, make shukr that at least the tongue is remembering Allah Ta'ala. This person went out of the haram, this buzrug. There outside the haram, he saw a shopkeeper, and that shopkeeper was busy in his trade, buying and selling, and whatever people wanted, he was giving and price and everything. And now he thought about this man, that he's just outside, it's at the doorstep of Allah Ta'ala, and this man is so involved in dunya. How is it possible that he's right here, but he's not here? So Allah Ta'ala opened the reality of his heart. And Allah Ta'ala showed that although he is buying and he's selling, and he's taking his money and he's telling the person that this is 10 dirhams and that is 5 dinars, but that heart was linked with Allah Ta'ala. That heart was linked with Allah Ta'ala. And this is what we all need to aspire for, that when we speak about remembering Allah Ta'ala, it doesn't mean that we have to be in the masjid all the time, every day, every second. We have to go out. But when we go out in our business, our trade, our professions, at all times, that heart must be linked with Allah Ta'ala. So when the customer comes in front, then we know that I am a Muslim, I am a representative of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and I will do what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants me to do. When I'm with my family, I know that I must deal how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants me to deal. So wherever I am, whether I'm in the haram of Makkah, whether I'm in the house of Allah, wherever, my ta'alluq is with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is most kind, Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. We'll just terminate on this incident, that there was a very pious person, and one night, it was a very cold night, and there was this cat that he had seen, very restless. So he takes his lihaf, he takes his chadar, and he covers that cat, that little kitten, and he carries this kitten and he takes it to his house, and he places this kitten in his room under the warmth of his own blanket, and he allows this kitten to sleep. Time passes, this person forgot about this incident, and he leaves this world. When he leaves this world, somebody sees in his dream, and he asks this person, all this happens on the day of Qiyamah and day after, but Allah Ta'ala opens these realities to certain individuals, that how did Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala deal with you? So this person said that Allah asked me one question, what have you brought for me? Something that was very special. Something that was very special, what have you brought for me? So this person said, I had those few moments to think, and I thought that the only thing that I could have had special for Allah Ta'ala was my iman. My kalima, la ilaha illallah. So I said, Ya Allah, I brought this iman for you. So Allah Ta'ala said, that iman of yours was not special for me. Because you had forgotten that one night you had taken milk, you had drunk milk. And after you drank this milk, you had diarrhea, and you began to say that I got the diarrhea because of the milk. At that time, you forgot me. So this could not be khalis, pure, that iman is not for me. But see the point, that you forgot me, you forgot Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So brothers and friends, all halat, all conditions also, there will be outward causes, but the musabbibul asbab, the real and true cause will be Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat, He is Qadir over everything. Allah Ta'ala has power over everything. So hence Allah Ta'ala did not accept this from amongst those things that were purely for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah Ta'ala said to this person, that listen, have you forgotten that night of that kitten? That when you saw this kitten, there was no one. It was only you, the kitten, and I. And you took this kitten, you wrapped it, you took it home, you made it comfortable, and no one knows about this deed but you and I. So if we do not forget Allah and we remember Allah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala never forgets. In the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that do not belittle any small deed. So whatever the endeavors are on these nights of the Thursday nights and all the other programs, is that we rekindle this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we build this ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah. We'll recite the 40 durood, thereafter we'll make a little dhikr, and then we'll make dua to Allah ta'ala. But before we recite the 40 durood, just as a reminder of the benefits of durood sharif, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written this fadail salat ala nabi, and in it he has written many ahadith, ayats of the Quran Sharif, many incidents. Just a short incident for us to revive that reality of salawat ala nabi, the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is something that we should be doing every day, all the time, every part of our life. We should be sending our durood and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It has been noted by in Mawahib al-Dunya, from Tafsir Kushairi, that on the day of Qiyamah, a believer shall appear for the reckoning with a small measure of righteous deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam shall appear and place on the side of the righteous deeds a small piece of paper that will be the size of the tip of one's finger. The result will be that the scale of good deeds will far outweigh the other side, that is the ill deeds. Seeing this, the believer will exclaim, "May my mother and father be sacrificed for your sake. Who are you? How beautiful and glorious you are in form and manner." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall answer, "Verily I am your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This which I have placed on your scale is the salat, that is the durood that you have recited in my favor. Now at the moment of your need, do I repay you for whatever you have done?" So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of reading salat and durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihil ladhina astafa. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa anzilhu al-maqad al-muqarraba indak. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صَلَاةً تَكُونُ لَكَ رِضَا وَلَهُ جَزَاءً وَلِحَقِّهِ أَدَاءً وَأَعْطِهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ وَالْفَضِيلَةَ وَالْمَقَامَ الْمَحْمُودَ الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ وَجَزِهِ عَنَّا مَا هُوَ أَهْلُهُ وَجَزِهِ أَفْضَلَ مَا جَازَيْتَ نَبِيًّا عَنْ قَوْمِهِ وَرَسُولًا عَنْ أُمَّتِهِ وَصَلِّ عَلَى جَمِيعِ إِخْوَانِهِ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
If we make dhikr, let's read three times Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Send a salih sawab to all our elders from us to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have shaykh to the mashayikh, and to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dhikr that we make is of La ilaha illallah, and then thereafter we'll make dhikr of Allah Allah, and then we'll make dua.
La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When you make dhikr of Allah, after the first one, it is nice to say, Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, and thereafter we carry on.
Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, Amma Nawaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the Durr Sharif. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala.
Allahumma lakal hamdu kama anta ahluh fa salli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam kama anta ahluh waf'al bina kama anta ahluh fa innaka ahlut taqwa wa ahlul maghfirah. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad salatan tunjina biha min jami'il ahwali wal afat wa taqdi lana biha jami'al hajat wa tutahhiruna biha min jami'is sayyi'at wa tarfa'una biha indaka a'la darajat wa tuballighuna biha aqsal ghayat min jami'il khairat fil hayati wa ba'dal mamat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Rabbana zalamna anfusana ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. O most merciful, kind, gracious, loving Allah. Allah, you are most kind. Allah, you are most forgiving. Allah, you love to forgive. Allah, ya Allah, we are sinners. Ya Allah, we've broken your commandments, Ya Allah. We are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are worthy of your punishment, Ya Allah, but hopeful of your mercy. O most merciful and kind Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of our sins, Ya Allah, the major sins, Ya Allah, our minor sins. Ya Allah, those sins that we have committed, O Allah, in the darknesses of night, in the light of day. O most merciful Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, forgive our spouses, forgive our siblings. Ya Allah, forgive our children. Ya Allah, forgive all of our family members. Allah, forgive the whole ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O most merciful and gracious and kind Allah, Ya Allah, you are our muhsin, Ya Allah, you the mu'ti, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, you are wahhab, Ya Allah, you are the one that grant, O Allah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, we have turned away from you, Ya Allah, that is ever prepared to grant and to give, Ya Allah, and we have turned our eyes and our faces and our hearts towards the people of this world. O Rabbi Kareem, forgive that sin of ours, Ya Allah. Turn our hearts towards you, Ya Allah. O Allah, you are Qadir, you are Muqtadir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you yourself say, أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Ya Allah, all strength, all power, all might belongs to you, Ya Allah. You are ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينِ, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqir in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeble, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are absolutely useless, O Allah. O most merciful Allah, you know each and every one of our needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill each and every one of our needs with khair and afiyat, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, fill our hearts, Ya Allah, with your love and your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts, Ya Allah, with the beautiful akhlaq of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove all the ills and the debasing qualities from our hearts, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, your servants have gathered in your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to beseech from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant, O Allah, whoever, O Allah, is here and listening to this program, whatever their needs are, Ya Allah, you fulfill it, Ya Allah. Whatever their permissible desires be, Ya Allah, you grant it, Ya Allah. Whatever their challenges be, Ya Allah, you remove it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove this virus from the surface of this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your power and your qudrat, Ya Allah, knows no bounds and limits, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, cleanse the earth of it, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, create conditions of stability and ease, O Allah, for each and every one of us in this country and throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, reinstate, O Allah, peace, O Allah. Reinstate harmony, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah. O most merciful Allah, undoubtedly, O Allah, you have power over all things, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bring peace and stability to our country, Ya Allah. O most merciful and gracious Allah, amongst us in our families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the ummah, Ya Allah, whoever is ill and sick, Ya Allah, grant shifa'i kamila ajila mustamirra. O most merciful and gracious Allah, O most merciful and gracious Allah, whoever has whatever challenges, Ya Allah, remove those challenges, Ya Allah. Wherever the ummah is suffering, Ya Allah, remove the sufferings from the ummah of Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O most merciful and gracious Allah, safeguard the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, you free Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, you safeguard each and every institution of deen. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, all those who have left this world from our family members, Ya Allah, from our communities, Ya Allah, our Hazrat Mufti Saab, Ya Allah, our Musallis, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, in our communities, Ya Allah, grant them the highest of Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Allahumma ghfir lahum, warhamhum, wa'afihim, wa'afu anhum, wa'akrim nuzulahum, wa'wassim mudkhalahum. Allahumma ghsilhum bilma'i والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وأبدلهم دارا خيرا من دارهم وأهلا خيرا من أهلهم وقهم فتنة القبر وعذاب النار. O most merciful and gracious Allah, you become ours, O Allah, make us yours. Ya Allah, grant us halal sustenance. Ya Allah, whoever is in debt, Ya Allah, remove their debts, Ya Allah. Whoever is in whatever, Ya Allah, financial difficulties, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you create situations of ease. Ya Allah, grant us our rosy and sustenance, Ya Allah, with ease, O Allah, and with barakah, O Allah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, grant us a life of obedience and sunnah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.